Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another bite-sized political podcast. Yes, they keep coming, even at the weekend. How's that for dedication to the cause? And I'm asking you the question, you know, you've seen all the glad handing over at COP28 in Dubai. But my question is, what happens when the wind doesn't blow and the sun doesn't shine? Because they're too busy. They're so busy telling us, yeah, we need to get rid of those horrible fossil fuels. We need to move to clean, green, sustainable. Okay, let's have a quick look right now as I record this on a Saturday morning at the UK energy mix, right? Because as I look outside, it's really cold. It's just sitting around zero. It's cloudy. There's cloud in the sky and there's no wind. Yeah, no wind. And it's cloudy. So let's look at where is UK energy coming from today on this Saturday? Well, the live figure, here's some stats which I think you'll find interesting. Wind power is generating a grand total of 4.7% of our needs today. 4.7%. Solar generating, unsurprisingly, 1.9%. And then hydro, 1.4%. So I guess if you take wind and sun and hydro, those three really, you're talking about 7 to 8%, 7.5% is coming from, if you like, low to no carbon sources, as they claim. Not that that matters. How much is coming from gas would you want to kind of get you to sort of bet on? Well, 60.2%. What? Yes, 60.2% is coming from gas. Another 2.5% from coal. Another 12.7% from nuclear. So all of a sudden, when we look to gas and coal, it's over 60, almost 63%. And then I think there's another 11.9%, which is imports, which I don't totally understand what is imports, but what you can be absolutely sure on is that on a day like today, if we didn't have gas or coal, you'd be freezing. And that's exactly what they want. That's the whole point in this. They know damn well that there will be days. It could run into several days where the wind doesn't blow, where there's a cloud cover. And at the moment in 2023, as we finish this year, that doesn't constitute more than 7.5% of all our electricity needs. So, okay. So what about the other 92.5% or so? Where's that coming from? Well, 2/3 of it's coming from gas, and they want to ban gas. So you see how this one works? It doesn't work. That's the whole point in this one. When you look at the actual data, the actual hard facts, you can see that we're going to be living in such a miserable cold environment, and it goes, you know, way beyond just listen, we'll have saved the planet. Well, we'll be dying in our droves because we won't be able to stay in nice, warm, secure houses, because there's not the grid will not be able to service us. And of course the powers that be, they know all of this. They just go along and pretend, oh no, don't worry about it. As we get closer to the time, you're going to see we're going to max up, we're going to amp up the solar and the wind power. We're going to amp it up. We're going to amp up biomass and all this kind of stuff. You know, you're never, ever going to be able to replace the traditional forms of energy generation that we have with renewables. Renewables simply do not deliver what is required. And so that's why all the talk in Dubai, it's all a fantasy that these people are, are trying to get to trying to pretend, oh, no, but it's all going to work out fine. That's the whole thing. It won't work out well because there's not the capacity there. And if there's not, electricity to heat our homes, is there going to be electricity to do important things like operations? If you've got an electric car, to drive your car? No, is the answer. The answer is no. We have to stop this obsession, which is totally linked into the globalist agenda, to move us off fossil fuels. The truth is, we need as many of these so-called, I don't actually believe they're fossil fuels, by the way. I don't believe that is the source of the oil and the gas and whatnot. There's not a credible alternative energy strategy. All you've got is at best wishful thinking. But when it's -3 outside and you want to stay warm, wishful thinking won't heat your home. Gas will, oil will, nuclear power will, and that's it. But, you know, don't be expecting if when those wind turbines do not turn because we've got an anti-cyclone over us, and when the clouds are sitting over the UK, which happens a lot of the time, and solar generation is minimal, and hydro generation even less than that, you know, you recognize that what they're doing is they're prepping us for just years in the cold and the dark, and we have to stop them. Thanks for listening.